On a sunny Friday morning in late April, a black hearse carries the body of 34-year-old officer Daryl Hall to Pleasant Grove Baptist Church. More than 100 St. Louis police officers stand in attention. Hall is one of at least 40 law enforcement officers killed so far this year, according to the Officer Down memorial page. On April 24th, Hall was shot outside a St. Louis nightclub. St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay was at the funeral.
Every day what they do is they protect us. They also risk their lives as we see it here today.
Police work is dangerous. This is nothing new. But the number of cops gunned down this year is up by roughly 25% compared to last year. The figures are troubling federal officials who are looking at ways to keep officers more safe. Dave Klinger, an associate professor of criminology and criminal justice at the University of Missouri-St. Louis, says if the trend continues, 2011 could be a record year.
On the other hand, what we see is we see bounce around a baseline for the last decade of about 50 officers murdered per year. Sometimes it's up to 70, which was the highest in 2001, and that takes out the 72 officers that were murdered in the 911 attacks in New York. And then it's been as low as in the 40s.
Scenes like Officer Hall's funeral are becoming all too familiar to police. In March, U.S. Marshal John Perry was killed while attempting to arrest 35-year-old Carlos Bowles in the St. Louis Dutchtown neighborhood. Bowles opened fire on Perry and two other officers when they arrived to arrest him. Perry was shot in the head and died. Another U.S. Marshal and a St. Louis police officer were also shot and injured. In the neighborhood where Perry was killed, there's a group of people that don't like the police. They don't trust them. Some even question whether Bowles was justifiably killed during the standoff.
How do we know who did the shooting? How do we know? One of the cops could have killed that cop for all we know.
48-year-old Karen Whitehead has lived in the neighborhood for more than 20 years. On this day, she and a man who would only identify himself as D are sitting outside a home in the Marquette Park area.
They just need to stop harassing us. You know, we can't even really walk down the street without getting stopped and searched.
Dee says his distrust for the police comes from experience. One time he was sitting on his front porch when the cops pulled up. They said they received a call about a nuisance.
Lock me up for that. I'm sick of it. You know, like this summer, it's really finna ready to get crazy around here. This is when they really get the tripping for real.
A few blocks away, I met a young man who calls himself Black. He's standing in front of a home as young children play in the yard. He says he doesn't have a whole lot of sympathy for police these days.
Nah, I don't feel no emotion like that. That's life, you know? Some people don't give a f*** about the police. They'll shoot back, you know? They just get tired of the police f***ing with them for no reason. They're gonna shoot back.
Not everyone in the community feels this way. Mark Williams is practicing his golf swing in nearby Marquette Park. He says there's a misconception that most people in the neighborhood dislike the police.
The property owners in this area are backing the police force. The people that are renters in this neighborhood or temporary residents of this area probably don't. The drug dealers and gangbangers that are running around up and down these corners definitely don't, I'm certain.
Everyone I spoke to in Dutchtown said they don't condone the use of violence against police, but it's attitudes like these that have some in the criminal justice field concerned. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Jennifer Joyce is one of them. She says since she took office in January 2001, she's prosecuted nearly 2,000 cases of assaults against police. She's even taken a spitting case to a full-blown jury trial.
And some people may think, wow, Jennifer, that's a pretty extreme use of the jury system. I'm fortunate I have a job where people don't spit on me. I can't imagine what it would be like. And so it's an assault, and I prosecute it as such.
Joyce says she's noticing a general lack of respect for police by some people in St. Louis. She doesn't have statistics to back it up, but she's certain it's getting worse.
I've been a prosecutor for 17 years. I've been circuit attorney for 10 years. And it seems to me that the prevalence of this attitude is increasing. That's just my sense of it from my front row seat of the criminal justice system.
James Clark is with the nonprofit Better Family Life. He works with young adults in St. Louis's high crime neighborhoods. He thinks these bad attitudes about law enforcement isn't really a police issue. It's a societal issue. And that hating police is just part of the swagger, part of the macho code.
In neighborhoods, it is just popular. It is just the culture to say, I don't like the police. I think that Tupac Shakur said it best. I rap about not liking police because it's popular. But then the interviewer asked him, well, Tupac, have you ever had a bad brush with the law? He said, never.
It's hard to find statistics to support the notion that negative attitudes towards the police are on the rise. Criminologist Dave Klinger says there's always been a segment of the population that hates the police.
The question is, how elastic is that and how much has it shifted over time? So is there, in fact, a growing discourtesy or virulent opposition, whatever, to the police? And nobody really knows.
St. Louis Police Chief Dan Isom says it's hard to pinpoint why there's more violence against police these days. But one reason he believes is a real political hot-button issue. There are more guns on the streets due to Missouri's lax gun laws.
I think it's the opinion of most major city chiefs is that more guns in the street make your community less safe. There is no statistical research that indicates that having everyone armed is a good thing for a community.
Despite the concerns that assaults on police are becoming more prevalent, Isom is an optimist. He knows the majority of St. Louis residents are happy with the police. It's just a small group that doesn't. And that group, he says, just disrespects authority in general.
We are the authority figures that they see in their lives every day. And so we're the ones that they're going to lash out at.
Whatever the reason or motive, the fact remains. At least 40 officers are dead. And cops across the country will most likely attend more funerals like Officer Hall's this year. I'm Julie Burak, St. Louis Public Radio.